Yeah, good enough.
All right, good morning, everybody. I will call to order the Five Cities Fire Authority Board meeting for Friday, October 15th. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. We're still conducting teleconference meetings in regard to the governor's executive order. Citizens that would like to provide public comment can call 1-833-611-0393. Can please follow me silently in the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Tricia, could we please get a roll call?
Chair Storton.
Here.
Vice Chair Lee.
Here.
Board Member White.
Here.
Thank you. Everybody's here. And we'll move on to agenda review. Does anyone on the board have anything they'd like to change for the order of the day? If not, could I get a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
I make a motion we approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Very good. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right, very good. We'll move on to community comments and suggestions at this time. Anybody that would like to provide comment or suggestions for items not on the agenda are welcome to provide those comments at this time. Tricia, do we have anybody?
We do not. No public comment.
Very good. We will move on to consent agenda. We have three items, 1, 2, and 3 on our consent agenda. One is our minutes from our board meeting of September 17th. Number two is the cash disbursement activity, and number three is a resolution to approve a revised job description for the Office Assistant 2 position. Board members, have any comments or questions regarding the consent agenda?
Yes, I had one brief question.
Okay, go ahead.
On the check listings, item number 27 is an alert all public education subscription, and I was wondering what that might be. For $1,600, $1,700?
Certainly. Good morning, Board. Steve Lieberman, Fire Chief. Being that we appear to be emerging from COVID lockdowns and restrictions for public education, we've replenished our public education supplies so we can once again host station tours. So we were purchasing the typical pub ed supplies that we do on a yearly basis.
Sounds good to me. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions regarding the consent agenda? Hearing none, I'll move us to you. Okay, thank you. Tricia, do we have any public comment on the consent agenda?
No public comment.
Very good.
I make a motion we approve the consent agenda as presented.
I will second that.
Very good. Thank you. Can we get a roll call, please, Tricia?
Board Member White?
Yes.
Vice Chair Lee?
Yes.
Chair Storton?
Yes. All right, moving along. Continued business, we have none. New business, we have none. Under board member items, does anyone on the board have any formal agenda requests for staff?
I have a question, but I think it can wait till the fire chief's report.
Okay,
just
very good. Sounds good. We'll move on from board member items to fire chief items. Chief, please go right ahead.
Morning, Chair and Board. Steve Lieberman. Just a few items to share with the board. Number one, I'll start with the Alisol fire in Santa Barbara County. As I shared with you via email, we did send an engine company with 3 personnel and a fire captain acting as strike team leader down south on an immediate need request, which is as opposed to a planned need, which we have time to put together. Our strike team leader not only is responsible for our engine, but also engine companies from the city of San Luis Obispo, Morro Bay, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. They're all type 1 engines, our municipal type fire engines, and their roles have been structure protection throughout their assignment. We are looking to swap out the captain on the engine today because he's got training coming up late where he has to leave this weekend. Otherwise, the crews are in good spirits. They've been working hard, and they're just coming off a 24-hour shift this morning, so they'll be headed to base camp and some rest period. Wanted to also pass along that I did present the cost and data analysis that I previously presented to the Fire Board and the City of Arroyo Grande City Council to the Grover Beach City Council earlier this week. It was well received. Next, I wanted to talk about fleet a little bit. I wanted to share some great news with you that through the Federal Excess Property Program, better known as FEP, we were able to secure a 2008 Ford Escape Hybrid. That's a small SUV with 44,000 miles that looks brand new at no cost. We've spent about $130 on the safety service for the vehicle. It's insured, it's registered, and it's in service. So again, just another success story, thanking both Engineer Joe Silva and Engineer Joe Rawson for their diligence in keeping an eye out for these types of resources. We will likely come back to the board after the first of the year with a request to surplus one of the Dodge Avengers, which was a former Arroyo Grande Police Department vehicle that we've had in service for some time. So we'll probably replace this hybrid with that vehicle. The new utility that's in this budget was ordered, but if you've been following the news or trying to purchase a new vehicle yourselves, delivery times are quite extended. We're still hopeful that we'll see this vehicle before the end of the calendar year, but we're not sure. Just a reminder, it's replacing a 1996 F-250 pickup truck that we still have in service. Almost lastly, I'm getting close to the end of my list, our firefighter candidate, Chase Fox. We are in process as she completes her obligation with Cal Fire in Northern California. She'll be in town the first week of November where she'll meet with background investigators, complete a pre-employment physical, be sized for personal protective equipment with a start date likely after the holidays, which would also coincide with an academy for both her and Stephen Hensley. Last on my list, as you know, I'm having some elective surgery at the end of this month. I don't believe there will be a November meeting. We'll play it by ear for December. The December meeting would be, December's my work anniversary, which means annual evaluation, along with General Counsel Hale, but that can definitely be pushed into January if need be. Just trying to be cognizant of the holidays and content for future agendas. That concludes my comments, and I would love to entertain any questions you may have.
Great. Thank you, Chief. Karen, I believe you had some questions.
Yeah, I just, again this morning, we went to a specific place on South Halcyon Road, and just because it's so close to me, on Pulse Point, I noticed that we go there a lot. Is there still the challenge of these reoccurring places where we go once a week or three times a week or every other day? And is there, you know, like we still go to the rest homes all the time. Is there any way to mediate any of that?
So I apologize. I'm not familiar with the specific address. I can talk to the duty captains after.
It's in one of the mobile home parks there at Pike and
Yeah, so our captains are pretty well-versed. If this is a public assist-type incident, they will talk to family members or caregivers about avoiding abuse of the 911 system. If this is a hospice patient, sometimes we will have to contact hospice because if the hospice caregiver is not familiar with protocols, they'll be dialing 911 when perhaps they should be calling the physician on call. So our captains are pretty well versed in addressing those issues. I will talk about 1212 Farrell, the Arroyo Grande Care Center. Response requests are ramping up for that. I have been talking to the county EMS administrator. We did have emergency approval to reduce our response there during COVID, and we're looking to transition that to a permanent policy. The EMS administrator is actually looking to bring this policy and implement it countywide. So I would think at the December Fire Chiefs meeting, we'll be discussing that, and I imagine there'll be countywide support from fire to reduce call volume to facilities such as this.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I just, I know we're out there to help the people, and there's no question, you know, we go when we're called, but when it gets to be every day sometimes. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Jeff, did you have anything for the chief?
Nothing specific, but beyond a thank you for the presentation he gave at the Grover Beach Council the other night. He said it was well-received, it was a good update, and I think the long-reaching implications of having a joint Five Cities Fire Authority are present to all, or known to all three agencies.
Yes, they are.
Yes, very good. Thanks for that, Jeff. All right, that's it for the chief items. We'll move on to general council items. We have nothing on the agenda for that. Board communication. Any comments from the board at this time? Hearing none, I'll move on to closed session. Oh, Karen, did you have something?
I was just going to say, I think we really do need to commend the fire guys that were on this recent few days when we were let's just say short, and they were really, really, really running, really, really going from call to call to call, and they just continue to make us proud. Anyway, that's all.
Yeah, thank you for that, Karen. Very well said, and certainly I would agree with that as well.
Definitely.
All right, we'll move on to. Thank you, Jeff. We'll move on to closed session items, which there are none, and now we're already at adjournment. It's been a very quick meeting, but thank you, everybody. And
11 minutes.
We'll adjourn the meeting. What's that?
11 minutes.
Yeah, that was pretty quick. All right, thank you all. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Same here.
Thanks, Steve, for being.
Bye-bye.